Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Baby, it's Thursday. It's the Luke Page Show. Pete Donaldson with you. If you're listening to us in the bath, do not drown. It's the last thing we want, for crying out loud. Don't have your foot a bit slippy with shower gel and slip on the floor and crack your head. We don't want all that on our consciences either.
What do you do in the bath?
You don't want to know, mate.
I do want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't really have baths.
No. Well, moved into the house. The man who owned the house before us was a photographer. He used to spend a lot of time travelling Europe, taking photos, presumably.
Sure.
And he used to stay in some pretty nice hotels, apparently. And he put a telly in the bath.
Oh, I've seen. You showed me a picture of that, yeah.
So, like, I can watch only terrestrial television because it doesn't have a dongle or anything, or an HDMI input. So I watch a lot of the World Cup in there. Sorry, the Euros in there.
So that... Is it annoying on one level that it's only terrestrial?
A little bit, because I have a little PlayStation or something in the wall.
That's problematic.
That's problematic. Yeah. That's dangerous.
If I was to have a bath, say when I played football and I used to have a little bath afterwards, I would take the laptop in there and watch something on TV. Or
yeah, that's fair. Yeah, yeah. I just find that I have baths like as hot as like a geyser, as hot as like I can possibly stand it. And then after the bath, which lasts about 5 minutes because I'm too hot, I have to go and have a lie down on the bed because I'm just too hot. It was too much of an experience for me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Why do I do that to myself?
Yeah,
why?
I know what you mean. I do find myself regularly filling it up with a bit more hot water. The thing with me is I'm too big for a bath.
Too big for a bath.
I can't.
The man who can't be bathed.
I can't, that's going to be the biopic of my life. But I can't have the whole length of my body in the bath at one time.
Right, okay.
So legs out or body out, torso out.
So you can't be submerged in a bath. That's really sad. Just get a deep bath. Get a big deep
bath. It's not as simple as that, mate.
Get a big deep L-shaped bath and you can sort of like you can curl up in the fetal position.
I'm not on that 24 forum administrator money like you are, mate. I can't just fucking shell out for a
I love that you're
breath.
Obsessed with me being on a 24
forum. It's just funny,
forum.
Isn't it?
What do you mean? It's transcended podcasts now.
It's just funny.
Well, it is funny, but it's only funny because you never watched 24. If you were a disciple of Bauer, you would understand it.
But it's so you, isn't it?
Why?
Because it's just such a Pete Donaldson TV show to choose to be a forum member of.
It's not.
Well.
It was a mass market Fox sensation.
Well, what did you like about it then?
It was violent. It was sexy.
What was sexy about it?
The ladies. The women were all very good looking in it.
Right.
And the men were all very good looking at it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. All right.
And yeah. And also, you would get a situation where people would have no prior kind of computer analyst knowledge at all. They'd work in shoe shops and just have random jobs. But because it was useful to the plot, they would suddenly start working at the counterintelligence. Is it counterintelligence?
Yeah,
counterintelligence. Whatever. CTU was the name of the CIA style place. They would suddenly start working as hardcore computer analysts, even though they had literally no grounding in it at all. But because they were a familiar face, they just put them in the situation.
And would you? And that gave you a bit of hope that you could do something.
Gave
like
me
that.
A bit of hope that you didn't need any prior computer knowledge, but you could just go and get an analyst job that would pay ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah. Mm. Did you ever watch?
It's not about the money though. It's just stopping terrorism.
Exactly. It's about the. It's a vocation.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's about trying to assassinate the president by smearing something on your hand and putting it on his hand, and it being a nerve agent that it's touched his hands, and then he collapses.
Oh. That's killing the president, not saving him.
Oh, no, I've killed him.
But did you feel like your role on the 24 forum, did you and the guys on the forum, the gang,
yeah,
the lads,
yeah,
did they ever think, like, what we need to do is we need to prevent terrorism on other forums?
What do you mean?
Because
we could be our own little, you know.
Live imitating art.
Yeah, okay. Like find bad actors on other forums. Back in the day, though, there weren't that many bad actors.
What
people
weren't
being rotten.
Every terrorist has now been groomed and moulded and encouraged on an internet forum.
Yeah.
That is a letdown, and that is a failure of you and your lot on your 24 forum, who are absolutely perfectly positioned with everything you'd learned. Yeah.
So we could have prevented, like, internet racism and stuff like that. All this stuff that we hear about now, we could have prevented it because of the skills and tools we've learned and crafted over the years on the 24 forum.
I just think you're a chosen few. And with great power comes great responsibility. Just... And you wasted that opportunity just by talking about the TV show when you could have seen what was going to come on the internet. A shit show was on its way.
Yeah.
There was a storm.
A reckoning was
shit
coming. Yeah.
On the way. A reckoning. A fucking rapture. And you slept on the job.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. It's my fault. I didn't. Yeah.
Were you an administrator of the forum?
No, I wasn't an administrator. Can you imagine me ever administrating anything? Like, sort of saying, no, we need to get rid of this.
I've tried to imagine it a few times. I think it would be nice, but it's never quite happened. Okay, well, look, I'm interested in it. This show, a lot of the time, is about things that you say that I'm interested in. And the things you've put on the running order for today's show are Point Break and Horse Shit.
Yeah.
So I just trying to stall ahead of talking about those, really.
Right, okay.
What's the Point Break one all about?
Point Break, after K-Pax, slid right into watching a bit of Point Break.
On the recent show, you talked about K-Pax. Now it's Point Break. Talk to me.
Which, inexplicably, there was a remake of Point Break, which I had no idea about.
There was no need for it, was there?
There was certainly no need for it. I completely agree. This was actually cribbed from the Football Ramble. We didn't actually get to it today, or last week, rather, as we're recording it. Troy Deeney said about Ronaldo, he said, if I saw Ronaldo eating horseshit before a match, I'd eat it too.
Right.
The outspoken, frequently outspoken Troy Deeney was talking about that. And I was like, could you eat horse shit? Is it the same as dog shit? The Environmental Protection Agency excluded horse manure from solid waste regulation because it contains neither significant amounts of hazardous materials nor exhibits hazardous characteristics. Horses do not carry any of the 120 viruses, spices and pathogens that create risk for humans from carnivore and omnivore species. The pathogens that do exist in horse leavings require ingestion to create a health risk, typically abdominal discomfort. But you're thinking, all right, well, that's, you know, horse manure, it's off the table for food. Most of these pathogens have very short lifespans on the ground, though, meaning the risk of infection through ingestion is very limited. No record exists of horses transmitting any disease to humans. Luke Moore.
That's mad.
Let's have some horse shit.
That's absolutely mad.
Let's have some horse shit for tea.
I'm very surprised to hear that.
Yeah. You would just assume because it's dirty bum bum.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. So.
Well, it is disgusting. You're just saying it's not going to make
those blokes who have sex with them a little less, a little more palatable, I would say.
Where's that come from?
Because that's one of the reasons why you don't want to have sex with an animal, because it's poo on your willy. But one
that
of the reasons.
That's not the reason.
It was all about.
That's not the reason.
But what I'm saying is that I reckon we should all eat horse poo.
I'd love to have sex with a horse, but I might get some poo on my willy. No one says that.
We've been recording for a while, right? We're in a block of 2 hours of recording.
Yeah, but what
here.
I'm saying
so
to
that's,
you is,
that's why we've started the show so badly. No, that's what I'm trying to explain,
you're
right?
You're getting confused.
Right.
Because you're getting confused between something that won't lick, that probably won't literally kill you,
right,
and a good thing to do.
Yeah. Okay, like,
right. It's like saying.
But it might be a good thing to do. We can't eat some horse shit, though.
It's like saying most heavy punches to the face do not result in death.
Yes.
Right? Fine.
Right.
If that's the statistics, that's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you should actively go and seek out being punched in the face because you won't die.
Look, I don't think those statistics exist, can we be quite frank?
What do you mean?
I just don't think they particularly exist. Like, most punches to the face don't result in death.
Yeah.
Who's doing that study?
Well, they do all sorts, don't they?
There's
a guy there
they?
Who's doing a study about whether you can eat horse shit or not.
Yeah. Mad, isn't it?
I'll be honest, I didn't. That is surprising to hear.
Yeah.
I'm just so don't
if you stand in a horse poo, you're fine. You'll be fine. I don't know about any of the other animals that you'd you know, rabbit shit, pigs and beefy boys, the cows.
It's a great service to people listening, knowing that if they tread in horse shit, because it's big,
yeah,
you know, it can happen, that you're not really gonna do any damage to
yourself.
Yeah, it's
good. Yeah, no, it's fine.
Even if someone treads it, someone treads it in your carpet. And your dog licks it. Mind you, dogs can eat anything, can't they?
Dogs can eat everything, yeah. Everything and anything. I mean, apart from weird things like onions.
And
they can't
chocolate.
Eat onions and chocolate, yeah. But
and
they
is it
love
grapes
chocolate.
One? That's like
I
grapes
want to say
might
grapes
one.
Might be one, yeah. It's very, very strange. But on Point Break, moving it back to Point Break, have people really forgotten? Because obviously Keanu Reeves is coming back for the new Matrix film.
I don't think we need that.
We don't need that, but it's nice to see that we've for the people who like the Matrix, there's films that will and maybe they can readdress the whole red pill
got a lot
green
to
pill
answer
stuff.
For.
Yeah, got lots
through,
of answers.
Through no fault
yeah,
of their own.
Exactly. I was watching Point Break and I was like, oh my god, like compared to Swayze, Keanu Reeves was and possibly isn't anymore. He was a terrible fucking actor. I know he had a reputation for being a terrible actor, but I hadn't watched much of his stuff.
I don't think he is that good.
He's terrible.
I don't think he is that good.
Right. He's better now because he's
older.
Still got the presence and he's not as energetic in his acting anymore. But Jesus.
But older men who have got a lot of experience under their belt
right.
in acting, they don't seem to have to do much.
Yeah, because they've got their portfolio, people know who they are.
Yeah, like Pacino said it, didn't he? He said, I used to work really hard to get noticed as an actor.
Yeah.
And now I just walk into a room, raise an eyebrow, and they say, give that man an Oscar. Because I guess because people just get seduced by the charisma and the experience
yes.
and the kind of ruggedness of it.
And they're growing up with that character as well.
There are scenes in The Matrix, and which admittedly, you know, it's 20 years old or whatever, where Reeves is...
chewing the scenery.
It's not quite laughably bad,
right.
But it is bad. There's a bit where, I think remember in the scene quite early on in The Matrix where he's in his office, in his open plan office, and he gets a package and it's a mobile phone. And as soon as he opens it, it rings.
Old Motorola.
Yeah, it's a flip phone. It's cool. Mm. And he answers it and fucking, what's his name?
Lawrence Fishburne says.
He's talking to him.
Weather! It was the noughties.
Yeah. He says, do you want to go to get some buffalo wings tonight. And Keanu says, I can't get away from work. And he says, well, do exactly what I say.
Right.
And you can get out of work. Yeah. No one will notice and you can have some sweet buffalo wings with me later.
Yeah.
And he says, all right, I'll do it.
I don't remember enough of The Matrix to see that which bits of those are real.
Well, anyway, and the agents have come for him.
Mm.
And Fishburne,
yeah.
Whose fucking name is really annoying me, Morpheus.
Yeah.
Guides him out of the office to get him away from the agents.
Yes.
And the way he wants them to do it is he wants them to get out of the fucking high rise onto a scaffold. It's about 50 stories up.
Yes.
And it's fucking frightening. But Keanu Reeves, he at one point he just goes, I can't do this. This is insane. And it just sounds so bad. Like, it sounds so bad. It takes you out of it. So I think he's always in his locker to be fairly poor. And what about his most recent outing was in Cyberpunk, wasn't it?
Yes, he was. He was Johnny Silverhands or something.
Did they have his chopper come out?
What?
All the choppers came out, didn't they, in Cyberpunk?
Oh, yes, they did, yeah. No, I don't think Johnny English. Johnny Cyberhands, his willy flopped out at any moment. That's it would have been funny if he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of actors who kind of get away with stuff. But
Did you ever hear Morpheus, the Morpheus rap from Hannibal Buress on the Eric Andre show?
Oh, it sounds brilliant.
He was dressed one week as Morpheus Buress.
Yeah.
Big long leather jacket, like Lawrence Fishburne.
I haven't seen this.
Hannibal Buress? Buress?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Hannibal Buress?
Morpheus, Dorpheus, Morpheus, go eat some walruses, orifices, porridges. Morpheus, Morpheus, go get to the buffet and walruses. Orphanus, corpses, Worcester sauce. Go into your orifices. Red pill, blue pill, Morpheus, walruses. Seashells by the seashore, Orpheus.
Very good. Very good.
Morpheus, Orpheus.
I love Hannibal Buress. He's brilliant.
Walruses. Worcestershire sausages.
What a freestyle.
What a freestyle.
Pete,
what do you
think about the... So some people would say, possibly, that the Football Ramble has inspired a load of really shit football content.
Yeah.
Would you agree
and
with
created.
That?
Created.
No, but you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, okay.
Because it's been around so long.
Yes, yeah.
And I feel that
you see echoes. You see, you feel like you've started some things that you wish you hadn't.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I that's a complicated thing because like it's nothing to do with you, but yeah, it happens. Mm. So with the red pill thing, do you think the makers of the Matrix? Because one of the directors is a trans woman, right?
The Wachowski sisters.
It's a trans woman now.
They're both
trans women. Yeah, okay, yeah. I wasn't aware.
Is
of
it
that.
Wachowski? Wachowski sisters.
Yes, it is.
I say sisters today. Sisters. Morpheus. Sisters.
But what do you think about the idea that this whole thing's been co-opted? And I wonder if that would have come into their thinking about why they're making it. Because for me, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with that.
Oh, what do you mean? As in like...
The red pill thing. The fucking... What are they called? The fucking incels.
Right, dickheads. Yeah,
you know,
you find
them with the YouTube videos and the fucking crying
Infowars,
and all that
all
of stuff.
Yeah. So what? They would be upset that they created something so horrific. But you can only lead it. It's not your fault, and no one would ever blame you. It's kind of even worse when there's that, and then there's visual kind of representations of like the Pepe the Frog and stuff. Is Pepe the Frog? Pepe the Frog? Pepe the Frog?
It's definitely a frog,
isn't it? Yeah. Him and stuff, and I think that guy just created it because he liked the little cartoon frog, but that was co-opted in a really horrific way, really quickly.
But the thing about the only thing I know about this new movie, Matrix Resurrections, which is coming out this year, is that is the poster.
Right.
The teaser poster.
I've not seen the teaser poster.
And the teaser poster is a red pill and a blue pill.
Right.
And it says the choice is yours. Morpheus, so they've really leaned into it.
Okay.
They've really leaned into it.
Oh, do you think that there's some part of the marketing that sort of says there's a lot of people talking about these red pills? Let's do the red pill thing.
Maybe they just want to kind of set the record straight. I don't fucking know.
Maybe they'll redress something that's not their fault anyway.
All I'm saying is, it's got Neil Patrick Harris
it's
in it.
It's got Neil Patrick Harris in it.
Give it a chance.
They've got rid of Lawrence Fishburne and they've added Neil Patrick Harris.
You can still find him.
You can still find him.
Yeah. Let's have a break consider, and maybe we'll take the blue pill in the break.
Okay, yeah.
Which is the worst one?
I think the red one gives you the truth and makes you sort of
But the incels talk about the black pills, don't they?
Black pills?
Yeah.
No, those red pill, blue pill,
yeah, but they talk about black pills. Look at I'm telling you something about internet culture. This is a fucking great thing.
Oh, God.
I've never been able to teach you anything about it before. Mm. It's a great thing. So anyway, let's have a break. Come back.
Ta-ta.
We'll do an email or two. And we've got a battery brand for you. And then we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right, then.
Get the fuck out of Dodge.
Get the
baby.
Fuck out of here.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hey, it's a Look at Me show. It's the Look at Me show. Hey, it's we're in a world now where we sadly lost John Challis.
What?
John Boycey? Boycey from Only Fools and Horses.
You love Only Fools and Horses.
I love Only Fools and Horses.
What a dark day for you,
Marlene. Yeah, I like when he said that.
Well, are you going to be respectful about him now he's passed on?
I'm going to have to be, aren't I?
Yeah.
Annoying, isn't it?
Big in Serbia, wasn't he?
He's big in Serbia. He had Boycey in Serbia. A very noble, a very noble actor.
Boycey in Belgrade, it was called.
Boycey in
Belgrade.
His thing.
That was his documentary.
I forgot about that.
A national treasure. For those who are listening, who are international listeners, John Challis played Boycey, a big character in Only Fools and Horses, which is Pete's favourite sitcom.
Yep.
He passed away after a short illness.
David Jason is trending. Oh, it's about Boycey. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You're worried about David Jason, aren't you?
A little bit. I mean, to be fair, he said enough stuff on the telly recently.
He had that appearance.
Very strange man.
He had that appearance on The One Show, which was a shame. Let's be honest.
It went badly.
It went really bad.
Yeah, never mind.
The perils of live TV.
The perils of any kind of promotional tour, one would say.
When you're David Jason. The best ever One Show man is Mel Brooks, isn't it?
He's just confused. He didn't know what the hell.
He's like, you realise this is the most insane TV show I've ever seen.
It is, though, isn't it? I hadn't watched it. I did the One Show. One Show with...
The One Show.
I don't know how to say it. Mark will hate me for that. But Mark, who does the Rest of Me podcast, he's involved in that. And they basically just review the One Show every night. And I'd never watched a full episode of the One Show. Fucking mental.
Yeah.
Up and down and left and right and Jesus.
It'll go from... the history of the letter K.
Yeah.
To people killed by the Nazis. And then we'll end on something about My Little Pony.
Yeah. Very bizarre. I don't know how they get away with it.
If I was to produce that show, I'd just do the biggest juxtaposition you can imagine.
Massive piss change.
I'd do Giles Brandreth.
Yeah.
Doing organic gardening.
Yeah.
And then I would have Napalm Death to play us out.
But Giles Brandreth would be dancing around to Napalm
Death.
He'd have to. Yeah, he'd have to.
If he wants his fee, he's doing it.
But I think more subversive bands like Napalm Death, they'd probably do it. I'll fucking do that. I'd go on the One Show. Wouldn't you love to see them on the One Show?
Yeah, some of their songs are only a few seconds long.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but listen, Pete.
Perfect.
Listen, Pete, they're the pioneers of grindcore. Of course I'm going to have them on the One Show. It's long overdue. Absolutely long overdue. Right, Battery, quickly. Got a couple here.
Yeah.
Tom Beck. Hello to you, Tom. Mm-hmm. He sent in some Jar Battery.
Jar! So like Ja Rule?
Just J-A exclamation mark. Yeah.
Right.
What do you reckon to that?
I don't think it is a new player, you know? I'm going to slide into the email box and type Jar.
I don't think I've seen a Jar Battery before.
The problem is a lot of them There's a lot of chat about Ja Rule in the email box. It's quite hard. Ja. We're good. I think we're good. I think we are good.
So, Tom, you will remember Tom most recently we heard from him when he talked about his grandfather, who's now passed on, God rest him, searching for porn on WhatsApp. Yep. He's also mucked in with a couple of batteries. I'm going to give him a new player.
Yep, no, fair. That's absolutely fine. So Tom Beck, well done, mate.
So what your granddad would have wanted, Tom.
Yeah.
Chris Arch has got in touch with a set of three circles batteries.
They sent us a picture as well, did our Chris Arch, and okay. I believe it's a new player.
Great, congratulations, two from two, what a week.
Well done.
Congratulations to everyone and all who sailed in you. Please do send your battery brands in. You can do it on Twitter, at Luke and Pete Show. You can do it on email, hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. That's the end of the battery section, Pete. Mm. Let's hand over to my pal, who's as charged up as they come, to do an email.
I am ready to go.
Redacted.
Here, fellas. Shit.
Oh, no, it's not one of those, is it? Why is it one of those?
Why do they do that? Why?
I mean, it's just...
Redacted.
Anyone. It could be any... Don't say it again. I'll have to bleep that one as well.
Okay, it's just Jeff. Could be anyone.
Just Jeff. Long-time listener, first-time emailer, although I've emailed The Ramble a few times, if you want to cross...
cross-pollinate
that one. On the subject of finding your parents' porn stash, let me bring this story arc to a seedy conclusion. We won't be stopping. You don't conclude our feature, Sunshine. No. We'll conclude it once we've seen the filthiest. Yeah. When I was about 16, I attended the local college to study a useless law course. When I was there, I met a couple of lads who became quite good mates. One of the boys lived 30 seconds down the road from the college, so obviously we spent every lunch break and free period playing FIFA and smoking things we shouldn't have been smoking.
What, like
kippers,
tea bags, and wood?
Yeah, exactly. You should really make
showing off,
yeah.
Jeff.
One afternoon, I reminded the guy whose house it was not to forget the assignment we needed to hand in when we went back. Very diligent of you, Max. Even when you're speeding on the needle, blaze the 420 out your head.
We're watching 24 smoking opium with Jack.
Exactly. Not having a printer, he decided to put the assignment on a USB drive to then print later at college.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
He found an innocent-looking USB in the desk under the computer, and after putting it into the computer, we were confronted with a folder full of photos of what I can describe as his parents having a jolly old time at a swingers party. I always assumed you wouldn't be able to take pictures at a swingers party.
Why do you need to take pictures?
Get in the moment, guys.
Download it now with your own eyes and ears.
Put your computer. Maybe you've got stuff in your eyes.
I hope someone didn't get pulled in there, will he?
Needless to say, I've never seen a person remove a USB from a computer faster in my life. I haven't spoken to my friend from college in many years, and I assume it's the same for him and his parents.
Listen, let's just say his dad put his USB in his mum's computer. And someone else's mum's. Yeah.
Someone else's mum's. Yeah. Viruses all over the place.
Swingers are all around us, I'm telling you.
They are. I know a person who was a...
They walk among us. That's what that podcast series is about.
Oh, right, okay.
They walk among us. It's about swingers.
Well, I think a guy I used to work with, I think he was the product of a swinging party, I want to say.
That sounds like a story you would tell to be popular.
Really? What, I was the product of a swinging party?
It just seems a bit weird. I mean, in what capacity?
Yeah.
What
do you mean?
How does he even know who his dad is then?
Well, exactly. I mean, I guess that's the issue.
And who told him that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't imagine for one second the majority of swingers that go on in suburban England aren't wearing protection, for example.
For example. Okay, yeah. I don't know. But
redacted.
Jeff. Call him Jeff. His mates call him Jeff.
I wouldn't care. It's Jeff's mate. Friend of a friend. You haven't seen the guy from college for years. Jesus.
So
Jeff.
Yeah, and we've only got a first name.
Yeah.
And we haven't said him what part
exactly.
of England it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you're going to be safe.
If we tell that story... Name or no name, that person whose mum and dad are getting down at Clown Town with other people.
Clown Town?
I don't know.
No one calls it that.
No. They'll know who they are.
Have you ever said to a potential sexual partner, do you want to get down to Clown Town?
Clown Town?
It's just confusing.
Right. Brown Town.
Sex Town.
Population, you and me, baby.
This is the conversation.
Yeah.
Do you want to get down to Clown Town? Do you want to have sex with me? Oh, my goodness
oh,
me.
Dear. Right.
There was a story doing the rounds at where I grew up, and I wasn't actually there, but our friend and colleague, JT, was. Mm. And he always maintains that they went back to a mate's house after the pub or whatever, and someone found a DVD and put it on, and it was a home video of the kid's dad shaving his own pubes on camera.
Why does that need to be committed to a DVD
ROM? What's the angle?
A DVD RAM.
What's the angle?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of like rewritable DVDs are kind of you can't play them in most DVD players. Like they're quite, if it's a data disc,
it needs to be a multi region, doesn't it?
It needs to have the catalog that allows it to be played on a DVD disc. I'm just saying he's limiting his audience by putting on a DVD.
Maybe that's what he wanted.
Exactly.
For specialist audiences only. So when you get those guys like those British porn stars like Ben Dover, and they're making DVDs and they're basically printing them themselves and sending them out.
Right.
They have to have their own proper gear.
Well, no, not necessarily. But I'm just questioning. Who wants to watch a man shave his own pubes? It's very
niche. It's
probably
niche, for isn't him, it? Isn't it? It's probably just
is
for
it? What, just to watch him watch it back? Yeah, that which way, is technique for next time.
That way, he's only got to do it once, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there. I just don't know.
Fair dues. Shall we wrap up with a quick one before we chip off from Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Dear metric system users Luke and Pete, seeing as how British Prime Minister Boris the Biker Johnson, is that his name? What's the Biker?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, right, okay. Has announced plans to reassess Britain's usage of the EU-mandated metric system as part of new Brexit liberties. I, for one, wish to extend you a premature welcome to the Imperial Measurement System. Despite being born and raised in the United States, I have still yet to understand just how much a quart is, how many ounces are in a pound, and how many apostrophes is appropriate to put between the foot and inches when measuring height.
Yeah.
On behalf of the United States, Liberia and Myanmar, I wish you the best of luck in exercising your newfound Brexit rights. Also, I'm sorry, I only email him when I've smoked a lot of weed, so apologies for the shit quality.
That's from Kevin.
There he is, smoking all the things he shouldn't be smoking. I remember the metric system coming in Hartlepool. Now, the metric system, I'm fairly certain, came in 79.
Like, well, you weren't even born, so how can you remember it?
Because it was fucking late in Hartlepool. Brett's, the sweet shop, I was buying quarters.
Same.
I was buying quarters up to about 8 years old.
I was buying quarters.
Up to cracking off for the 90s. Then suddenly,
I think I was.
Bang, 100 grams. They realised we could make more money here.
I think I was exactly the same. We used to ask for a quarter of a sweets.
A quarter of
a
sweets,
time.
Yeah. How and old do we sound? It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's
quarter
it's,
of midget gems, quarter of toasted tea cakes, please.
Yeah. Yes. In America, I find it weird because they take it to the absolute extreme.
Right.
So, like, it's not just your pounds and your ounces, which I can kind of get around.
It's the 100 pounds. It's the body weight in pounds I can't get my head around.
I can't get my head around. If they do a recipe, it's in cups and quarts.
Yes, quarts, yeah.
If you do buy a drink, it's in ounces and gallons and stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's silly, isn't it? It's just silly, isn't it?
But we have a weird combination here because we have...
Yes.
We have feet and inches. But we also, and we have miles on the signs.
Yes, okay, yeah.
But then we do other shit.
It's mad, isn't it? Like we're a halfway house. Did we really lose Britain all over, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, we kind of want some of it. And we want some of the best bits. We don't have to fucking pay for it. And we also quite like America, even though they think we're pathetic.
Yeah.
It's a special relationship.
A one-way relationship.
Like, the special relationship between the UK and the US is the UK calling up saying, have we still got the special relationship? And the US going...
Can we still say we got the special relationship? Yeah, if you want.
New number, who this? You know, pathetic. So I think Kevin, even though he is absolutely caned...
on quarters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when people used to buy weed, it used to be in it.
Quarters,
used to be in,
yeah. Yeah. Good.
Henry.
Good old.
Get an Henry.
Get an Henry. What's that?
An eighth.
Henry the eighth.
Yeah.
You must know that.
No,
I don't know.
And a teenth for
a
16th.
Not a weed guy.
You can talk about this because American people, it's mostly decriminalised in America. That's legal now. So
that's fine. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
We've got weed
every day.
We've got the CBD oil coming in. Surely at some point we'll have that THC thing.
I had a meeting once with a guy who was telling me all about CBD. Now I should be getting involved.
Yeah.
And I was just so confused.
I had some really expensive stuff because we got sent some free. When we went to New York, we were sponsored by some CBD company. And I went to the...
I didn't get any.
I went to the office and a woman gave me a bottle of CBD oil.
Emily?
I don't know. Somebody from Aircast in... No, somebody from Aircast.
Not our manager.
Not a tour manager. No. She's got a good penalty on her, Emily. That's completely by the by.
She's a great sports. She's Chris. Obviously brilliant at sports.
But anyway, I got to give her some CBD, and then I ran out, and then I got some more, And it was like really strong. And I was having weird dreams. And I was like, I don't need that.
Because they, apparently they separate out the psychoactive ingredient. Right?
Yes, CBD, the THC. Not yeah, it doesn't have THC in it. But in America, you can have it with THC.
Right, okay.
In Japan, I'm fairly certain, we tried to buy some vape juice from my friend. It doesn't have any nicotine in it.
What's the point of that?
It has nothing.
What is the point of that?
Yeah.
I'm sure I saw a couple of years ago there was a vaping convention at Birmingham NEC.
Yeah, we went. I had tickets for one.
What do they do there?
In London Arena, I think it was.
What do they do there?
Just sell. I know a guy who used to work for a big Barcelona fan. Used to work in Los Angeles, I believe, and he had like one of those kind of like startup little kind of like mom and pop vape juice places, and he made money hand over fist at that thing.
No, I get that, and I'm not trying to diminish it or not say it's not legitimate. What I'm saying is, if you go all the way to a weekend long convention about vaping, what do you actually do there?
I think it's a little bit like a beer festival. You just buy different ones that you've never had before.
You sample them.
It's like company to company kind of chat. And also, humorously, the only place you're allowed to smoke is in these weird little kind of like see-through cubes. So yeah. It's just fucking smoke. And also, people do tricks.
Like do really?
Little vape tricks and stuff.
Well, that's the thing, is it? Like fire poi or something?
Yeah, like blowing like circles and it's like cigar tricks and stuff, isn't it?
I've never seen that before. I might look that up.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up when we finish because we're about to finish now.
Let's get out of here.
We'll be back on Monday with more of this. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for your battery brands. Thank you very much for your emails as well. It's been a bloody pleasure talking to you. We'll see you again soon. Peter, give people a final thought.
Smoke weed every day.
There we go.
That's fair.
See you next time.
Ta-ta.
This was a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.